our percussion section. Take this time, somebody say, to take an offering. Somebody say, praise the Lord. We don't want you to think about, amen. Sister, you might have children's church tonight. Hallelujah. Everybody give her a hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Not unless, who wants to do this? Who? She said she went last week. Somebody say, we're believing God. Amen. We get it all together. But let me tell you what. When you think about offerings, somebody say, offerings. People get different conceptions in their mind. They get things going on in their head. And a lot of times people think in this fashion. People will think it in this way. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Shaquille, you want to take a trip down memory lane too? Are you going to be okay, huh? That's good. Okay, good. You know, many times people think different things when offering times come. Everybody say donations. Donations. Say donations. Donations. Donations is completely different than offerings. And if you think about donations, you're going to miss out on what God has for you. Amen? In church, we offer offerings to God, and that's completely different than donations. We give donations to the Salvation Army. We give donations to the Red Cross. Sometimes it's due for benevolence, amen? But you can't worship with a donation. You're not meant to worship. You know, when you go someplace, you donate things. You don't worship with donations. Offering is a worship expression. Everybody say that offerings are a worship expression. Now, you can donate whatever you want to. You can donate it at the front door. We're open to donations. Somebody say amen? We're up. Thank God for donations. You can donate. I mean, you can donate your wig, your hair, your teeth, or donate as much as you can donate. But we don't take donations in service. And we don't ever want people to think in that mindset, you know, well, it's time to help them out a little bit. Thank God for those of us when we think that way. But that's not how God intended to take care of his house and to take care of his ministry. God takes care of his business as the people worship him in tithes. Somebody say tithes. And offerings, we worship God with those things. And when the people start to worship God, you know, and not to donate, you know what? The body has more than enough to do what God wants them to do. And then the people get blessed. Bible doesn't say, you know, all giving is good. And when we sow, we get blessed every time we give something. Thank God for that. Lord loves a cheerful giver. But I tell you what, there's an anointing on those that learn to sow offerings. And so we want you to think as you sow offering, worship God with it. I don't care if it's 50 cents. Worship him with 50 cents. If it's $1,000, worship him with $1,000. It's a worship expression. And we minimize that to, hey, look, it's time to donate something. You know, we miss God's best. So right now I want to receive, somebody say thank God, tonight's offering. If you need an offering envelope tonight, this is so you, one good thing, we still get tax credit, amen. We still get cap credit because they think churches shouldn't profit, so it's non-profit. Amen. I don't believe that one bit. Amen. Everything that God has is supposed to profit. So if you need an offering envelope, we have the offering envelope for you. One of the good things about offering envelopes, you get to get a little receipt back that says what you sowed out throughout that year. And many times you can shake your fist at the devil. I've had people to get out there, and you know what? They start crying when those receipts come back. They start crying when those receipts come back because they say, you know what? I can remember a day when that's all I had to live by. And people are sowing what they used to live by. Somebody say, thank God for that. You know, we live by what we sow. Somebody say, sowing. Why do they call it sowing? Because sowing is seeds. So many people say you reap exactly what you sow. And a lot of people don't sow anything but a bunch of good intentions. And I tell you what, God's got good intention to bless you. Amen. But you've got to plant that seed. And I know what it, I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about things when it comes to sowing and reaping and seeing the people sow stuff out and get stuff back. We can be broke forever, or we can get out there and invest and start to prove God, and He'll turn some things around for us. How many had God turn some things around for you? Give God a chance by getting out there and planting a seed in fertile soil and watch that thing grow. If you need an offer envelope, I believe Brother Jesse's going to hand it out to you. Amen. If not, you can just look at it as it goes by. Amen. So I'm going to say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. How many are glad you have the ability to sow and to worship God in that area? And there's a blessing on that. There's a blessing on that. And so many times people think, well, it's time to take the offering. Let's get it out of the way real fast. Let's get that offering out of the way real fast, because that's all people think about is money. Well, I tell you what, you go to work 8 hours a day for one reason, to make money. People go to work in the world 8 hours a day, and you know what? The only reason why they're there, they're not there because they enjoy those telephones and typewriters and computers. They're not there letting people tell them what to do all day long just because they ain't got nothing else to do. They are there for those 8 hours to do what? To bring increase. But God said, listen, our job's not our source. The Word is our source, and Jesus is our source. So we need to get to the point to where we realize we live by what we sow. Hallelujah. How many appreciate that teaching? We can teach. We can teach that and see an increase in it. You know what? People get mad, you're going to be mad anyhow. Amen. Or we can get glad and be blessed. So we say thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless this offering tonight. We bless everybody that's planting. Hallelujah. We bless everybody that's got some soil to plant the seed in. As long as you got a seed, you've got a future. So, Father God, we bless the word that's going into their heart right now, and we pray it would come back to them 100-fold. So, Father God, you meditate on the hearts right now in the name of Jesus. Because the heart is really what we're sowing right now. The spirit in which we give makes a lot of difference. So, Father God, you look at the people's hearts, and you teach them to be abundant givers, Father God, and never to be afraid financially, Father God, to be obedient to you, but to always be expecting blessings to come in from the north, south, the east, and the west. And let it be known, we believe, amen, that all good things come from seeds planted. Amen. God wants to give you a blessing. He's going to give you the means to give you a seed. Do you hear what I'm saying? People say, I want a car. Well, go out and buy yourself a little matchbox car and sow it to somebody. Amen. Sow a tire, amen. Sow a car wash. Whatever area that you have need in, sow in that area and watch it come back to you. So right now, we're going to just bless it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Stand up and bring that offering to the front. We got it right here out to the front. Bible says, bring your offering unto the Lord, and you worship God with it. If you got a financial need right now, hold up that offering and worship God with it and tell God about it. Tell God about it. Say, Father God, there's 1,001 places where this seed could go right now. Lord, you know, it's tight. How many knows what it's like to be tight? Amen. That's the best time to sow. You know, saying, hey, it's the best time to sow when you don't know where stuff's coming from. Amen. Say, but Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, that's not going to stop me from believing in this. Amen. I'm not going to let the devil put me in intimidation. I'm not going to let the devil put me in fear. Amen. As long as I got a seed, I got a life. Amen. And you will always have the seed. And someone says, well, I ain't got nothing to sow. The Bible says He will provide seed for the sower. So when you're in need, don't pray for provision all the time. Pray for seed. Somebody say hallelujah. When you're in need, pray for a seed and start to sow that seed and watch what God does. Why don't you bring that up right now in Jesus' name? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't I do a good job talking about that kind of stuff? Hallelujah. I did a real good job of people getting out there. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe it'll come back. I believe it will come back. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you. Everybody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can do better than that. Say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many believe in faith? You know, how many people always talk about faith, but they'll never see, no, they see nothing come back from their faith whatsoever. Well, I tell you what, you listen to something I said tonight, and you put some pennies up there. Some of you put some other things up there, and you sowed tonight. You got out there because you heard somebody run their mouth about something, and you got up and did something about it. Do you know what we just did was nothing but an act of faith? If you got up there, if you heard me say, listen, put that seed out there, it'll come back to you. You got up from their seat. You got up from your seat. You sowed that seed. Somebody said, that is faith. And that's how God works. Faith is not wishing. Amen. Faith is hearing a commandment, hearing a word, and getting in sync with it and doing something about it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Now look, everybody say, faith worketh. Look at somebody and say, faith works. Look to the person on the other side of you and say, faith works. If you look, I like that. My girl's happy. Amen. She said hallelujah. You know what? When somebody says hallelujah, you know what that really means? When they say hallelujah, the interpretation, somebody please help me praise God. So that's all hallelujah means. So when someone says hallelujah, you're supposed to go, well, bless him. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, well, hallelujah. And if I say hallelujah, if you knew what hallelujah really means, if I said that over in Israel and I said hallelujah, everybody would go, hello, because it means give God a praise. Amen. Hallelujah is not meaning, oh, I just want to praise him myself. That's not what it means. Hallelujah means somebody help me praise him. So if I say hallelujah, you need to do something. Amen. Amen. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at y'all looking stupid. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. That's better. That's obedience. Somebody say glory to God. That's what it's all about. When we shout out hallelujah, it means somebody else needs to do something about it. Faith, somebody say faith, works. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about getting out there. Said, listen, don't you get sidetracked when you make up your mind how you want to live. Make up your mind whether you want to be saved or whether you don't want to be saved. Make up your mind whether you want to be a worshiper or not a worshiper. Make up your mind whether you're going to believe God meets your need by what you sow. Amen. Make up your mind once and for all on how you decide to live. If you believe there's a God, then do things his way. And once you get out there, somebody say, stand in what you believe. A lot of people are standing in some stuff. You know, it's one thing to get up and say, oh, my God meets all my needs according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. But are you living like that? Are you living by that? Do you live by what you speak things out of your mouth, but do you back up everything you say, or do you live to your life to where God has to back it up? Every day I live, and every, you know, I need a miracle every day. Glory to God. I need a miracle every day, every week. The weekend we need a miracle. We're sitting in a miracle right now. Hallelujah. When you look at what's going on right now, somebody say, God did it. But you know what? If we got around the wrong people, got around dumb people, they'd cheat us out of the best of God. They cheat us out of the best of God. Some say, don't let anybody cheat you out of believing in the supernatural or in Jesus Christ or in faith. There are a lot of people that they don't know anything about faith. They don't know when you don't have something, you can believe for it and it'll start to manifest. But a lot of people get around people and say, you know, those faith people are crazy. They're crazy. That's a bunch of witchcraft, hocus pocus, and all this other stuff. They let people rip them off and steal the best from them. Somebody say, stand fast. Therefore, in the liberty that God has made you free. So say liberated. Liberated to believe. See, what are we liberated from? We're liberated from just our own abilities. You know, God tells me I need to go somewhere and I got to do something. And I start to look at my wallet. You know what? I'm bound by what I have. A lot of you won't step out to get the things that God wants you to have because you're literally bound by what you can see in your own pocket. So say, stand fast in the liberty. Your liberty to where you're not bound to receive the best of God. You don't have to see it all come together. You don't have to know how it's going to work. It's just going to work. If God gives you a promise, he said, listen, I'm going to do this for you, that car you're believing for. You know, so stand fast in the liberty. Now, as you know, some people are bound. They say, well, I have to get, this has got to come together for that car to manifest. That's got to come together for that car to manifest. I don't know how it's going to work together. How are we going to get out of this? I don't know how I'm going to find this wife. I don't know how I'm going to find this husband. I don't know how I'm going to pay this house off. According to the world, this will never happen. But you know, you've been set free from normal circumstances. Amen. You've been set free from trying to figure things out in your own mind. You've been set free from depending on doctors. Thank God for them. But you've been made free. So don't be yoked again. Somebody say, don't ever be yoked again. Once you've jumped over to the supernatural, you're starting to believe God. Don't you ever be yoked again to just normal, natural thinking. Start to believing in God. Start to trust in God and watch that stuff manifest. And you can speak those things into existence and stand in faith and watch that stuff start to happen. I'm a witness. I had one person, Brother Jesse, he had a vehicle out there. He lost his vehicle, lost that vehicle, and some of us went and cried and gave it all up. He didn't cry. He didn't pout. He didn't get upset. He didn't get all worn out and knocked out of shape. He said, if the devil took it, I'm going to have to take it back. And if I'm going to take it back by faith, I'm going to up the ante on him. He said, well, devil, that's all right. You go on, take that car. You know, but I tell you what, I'm going to give you 7 days to bring me another vehicle back in here. Somebody say hallelujah. And somebody said, that's really crazy. And you know what? He wasn't getting no raise around Nation's Church. Glory to God. Because there wasn't nothing there to do. How he going to pop up all this money? What, he going to get a good credit report in 7 days? How's it going to work out? Everybody think, how? Everybody's always asking, how is this going to work out? You know, I like that scripture, that song we just sing, I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't care how it's going to work out. Amen. As long as God works it out, that's all that matters. But he stood in faith. Somebody say hallelujah. He was not brought into bondage again to the yoke of slavery, amen, to normal circumstances. He said, God can work my stuff out even if he has to move in divine measures, even if you have to save a Dean Garvin or somebody, amen, to do what God wants to do. Say, God can do anything. Some say, faith works. How many of you glad to hear that? I believe that down to the core of my spirit. You know, it was birthday time, came around for Brother Jesse. I'm just sharing testimonies and teaching, amen? Birthday time came around to Brother Jesse. It's good when you find out that you can't do anything. You don't know what you want to do. Somebody say, speak and believe. That's what the Bible tells us to do. And he'll work it out. We don't know who's got what and how it's going to come up. We say, well, let's just send the brother to New York. Ain't nobody got, you know, we barely got gas money to go to Dallas. Hallelujah. But you know what? You speak those things out. You figure those things out. You don't limit yourself to what you see in the natural. You put the desire out there. You trust God and put it before the Lord. And God will work it out. So we say, don't be entangled again to the yoke of slavery. We sing songs. You don't have to be broke anymore. You don't have to be sick anymore. Amen. You don't have to be bound anymore. You don't have to be depressed anymore. God will get you out of that stuff right away if you just trust him. But we want to figure out how to get this stuff to work. Some say, work it. Some say, work it. Some say, work it. See, our life is not, you know, you can get to the point where I think that thing works. I hope that thing works. Or you can get behind that thing and start to put that thing into action and see God do it. How many need something you need God to work on? How many got a situation you need God to work on? No, don't, come on now. If you don't need God to work on anything, go on home. Hallelujah. Go on home. There's nothing here for you. There's nothing to offer. Amen. You got it all together. Amen. Go on home and wait for him to come in the sky. Amen. But somebody in this room tonight needs God to work on a situation. Amen. They need a miracle. They need a breakthrough. Amen. Faith works one way. If your faith is not working, there's a reason why it's not working. Some say when it's broke because you're broke in love. Somebody say hallelujah. Faith never works when we refuse to operate in love. And if you really want to see your faith start to manifest and see that faith start to come, so say, oh, I just need to have more faith. Forget it. Pray for more love. Because the Bible says faith worketh by what? Love. I mean, you can get a long way in faith. You can get a whole lot. So you can walk in the flesh, walk by yourself. But, you know, you take you a long time to get downtown Houston. But if you had a car, you can get down there real fast. But if you had a car that didn't have any gas in it, you're not going anywhere. See, there are a lot of people in faith cars, but those cars don't have any gas. They know all the scriptures. They've got the promise. They've got all the things. They know that God wants them to go to downtown Houston. They know they got to go to Sambucas. They got the car. They got the scriptures. They done set it in all the services, and they sitting behind the wheel. The car looked good, but the sucker ain't going nowhere. What happens when your faith car isn't moving? Somebody said, you got to fill up the tank. So your car, your faith vehicle, will start to move. Faith works by love. As your car works by gas, faith works by love. So the two go hand in hand. We had so many people build faith, build faith, build faith. But you can build, they haven't got a car yet, just runs on air. I don't think they do. And but most vehicles that we have right now run on some type of fuel. The only thing that fuels faith is love. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. And I believe I got this in here someplace. Go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fair, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. You know, there are certain people out there. You know, we like to look Christian. We like to look Holy Ghost filled. We like to sit around. Somebody say, we like to look the part. But we don't like to act the part. True evidence of being saved, true evidence of being filled with the Holy Ghost, true evidence of being righteous in Jesus Christ is your acts of love. Somebody say hallelujah. See, this is the same thing that he was saying to these Jews back here. He said, listen, circumcision profits you nothing, because they thought as long as I get circumcised, I'm a Jew. As long as I can get in that covenant, I'm all right. As long as I can just look the part, I'll make my face look this way. I'll go to all the services I have to go, but I'm not going to do certain things. He said, circumcision profit you. Christ will profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that if that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Somebody say glory to God. Listen, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. It's a deep little scripture right there. We've been trying to hint around the righteousness. How do I interpret righteousness? I interpret righteousness as someone hearing what God wants to get out of their life, what God wants to do in and through them, and them becoming complete in that calling. So we say hallelujah. When they say someone's a righteous man, you know, it's someone that finds out what God wants to do through them, and they'll lay down their life to do that thing. You know, they're not living for other people to look good in front of other people, all those other things. They just realize what God wants to do in them, and they're going to stick to it no matter what it costs them. Amen. No matter what the sacrifice, they're going to walk through it. Amen. Now listen. So Christ, we through the Spirit wait for the expectation of righteousness by faith. I like that. How many of you are living righteously by faith? How many of you are living righteously by faith? I tell you what, how many of you are doing the right thing, doing what God wants you to do? He is all of our righteousness. I'm not talking about rules and regulation, people. Hallelujah. I'm talking about you're doing exactly what God wants you to do, and you're doing that thing by faith. It'd be impossible to do that thing in the flesh. Some say righteousness by faith. You can only do what God truly called. It's going to involve some faith. You can't pay for it yourself. You can't hook it up yourself. It's going to have to be Jesus only. Believe me, it'd be a lot easier if we can get out there and just build a church with our gifts and talents and tap dancing and singing and all this mess. Amen? But I tell you what, it doesn't work. Everything that God wants you to do with your life, I don't care how talented you are, I don't care how good you look, I don't care how good you sound, it's not going to work. You're going to have to do what God wants you to do by supernatural faith, by hearing God and obeying God on a daily basis. That's faith manifest. Amen. So say the hope of righteousness by faith. You know what I like the word instead of hope? Hope is expectation. I like this. You know what? The adventure of living righteously by faith. Somebody say, taking the plunge. There have been a lot of people God said, hey, I want you to try this. I want you to do this. I want you to go out there. I want you to do something. Amen? Oh, but if I get all the P's and Q's together, I can do it. Somebody say, by faith. You're only going to be able to do what God wants you to do with your life by faith. You know what I find out? You'll never afford it. You know, I used to say this all the time. I've been through many years. I've always wanted to do some type of ministry, and I always had a harebrained scheme how we could do ministry. Now, the campaign book is God. I know it. Amen? Well, I would not be doing it. Amen? We'd be doing it another way. Amen? But there was always a harebrained scheme of something I could do to set by out so we could minister. We can go off and make a bunch of money and then throw all that money to the ministry, and that way we don't have to worry about anything.
You know what? It would never avail anything. Would never avail anything because that's not how God wanted to do it. God doesn't build ministries just by money. He builds ministry by faith. And whenever there's faith, there'll be money. Because that's the most important ingredient. See, a lot of people shortchange God. They don't really believe God's behind it. They believe it's just the money behind it. But you know what? It's faith. And what God uses money for a lot of times, he uses money to teach us because money is just a tangible thing to show us some type of stewardship. We can see that. It's hard to see faith sometimes, amen, but we can see finance. Glory to God. Someone say faith. Righteousness by faith. Righteousness by faith. Wake up in the morning and do what God wants you to do in Jesus Christ. The Bible says, blessed are you. You know, blessed are you when you suffer for righteousness' sake. There's something about being righteous. You know what? There's a price when you sit up there and say, hey, this is what God told me to do, and I'm going to stick out here and do it no matter what, even though it goes against the wiles of this world, even though people don't understand it. Some people think, well, I got to have a 9-to-5. Maybe, maybe not. There are some people that God called just to pray, but they don't think I could ever live praying. I just think, you know, when I got out there, you know, I tried so many harebrained schemes to try to stay in the ministry until I stopped doing all that stuff and just doing what God told me to do. We wouldn't have provision. Provision came when I stepped out there, not when the money came, glory to God. Provision came when I stepped out there and said I'd do it. He said, you take the next step, I'll hold your foot. Amen. He said, every time you take a step, I'll put my hand under your feet and I'll get you exactly where you need to go. You say righteousness. Are you understand? Am I talking in circles a little bit? Righteousness. That's what I want everybody to live righteously before God. And then when we start to live, see all these other things that we call unrighteousness, those are all fruits of unrighteousness. People backbite, scratch and claw, go off into weird relationships and all this crazy stuff. Some say all kind of unrighteousness. We act crazy when we're not doing exactly what God wants us to do. You know what? If you don't take care, if you got animals, and you don't take, you know, if you take care of a little animal, that dog's going to behave himself just wonderfully, isn't it? But if you take a dog and beat the dog, starve the dog, keep the dog out in the sun, that dog's going to get all mangy and crazy. You know what? If you don't feed a dog, you know, if you don't feed a dog, and, you know, you put the food out there for the dog, and you got 5 or 6 dogs, you know, one time I forgot something, and those dogs fight. But when they're full, they don't fight. So say hallelujah. All these things that we call unrighteousness are nothing but fruits of unrighteousness. People act crazy when they're not doing what God wants them to do. Amen. That's why they're backbiting and scratching and clawing and, you know, and jealousy and all this other stuff, because they don't know what God wants to do and they're not satisfied in it. You can't behave yourself when you're not in the right place. You'll never be happy. You'll never be settled when you're doing the wrong thing. Even though the money might be there, you'll still be miserable. Amen. Money doesn't make things better. You know what money does? If you all messed up and you get a bunch of money, money's just the amplifier of what you are. If you're a broke loser, I tell you what, when you get a bunch of money, you'd be a big loser broke. You know, nothing broke. You know, you see what I'm saying? Money just amplifies what you are. If you're crooked when you got a little bit, you'd be a big crook when you got a lot of stuff. Somebody say, when I get a bunch of money, I'm going to get out of debt. You got a bunch of debt right now, a little bit of debt right now. You owe this, know that. By the time you get that big money, you'll be just in much debt with $1 million as you would be with $10. Unrighteousness breeds these fruitful things, these unfruitful works. So when you see people freaking out and going crazy, you're not the problem. You know what I'm saying? If you want to help somebody, help them try to find out what is it that God wants you to do? That will bring you peace. Stop trying to defend yourself so much. The reason why they're freaking out, because they're not settled in their own life. They've got issues and they've got problems. And many times people don't settle into their righteousness or into the walk that God has for them or their right standing in Christ Jesus because they don't have faith. So say righteousness by faith. Don't get jealous of somebody else because they're walking righteously before God, doing what God told them to do, and they got a peace about it. You get the same kind of faith and you walk in it. Amen. It's always going to involve some type of faith. People think you can buy. You know, someone said, you know, there was a man in the Bible who saw some people flowing in an anointing. They were flowing in all these gifts and all these graces. They say, wow, how much can I give you that I could do, lay hands on people just like you did and they received the Holy Ghost? They thought they could buy the gift of God with money. That boy got in trouble. Thinking you can buy righteousness. Righteousness is not bought. Amen. You'll never be able to buy that peace and stability in life. You know, you'll always be persecuted when you walk righteously before God. I was telling one of my friends today, you know, there's some people just can't stand me. I know I'm not the best person, but I'm not the worst person. You know? But there are people out there, I mean, that hate my guts. And I'm thinking, who did I shoot? And I don't understand what it is. You ever had people just get mad and you don't know why they're mad? Now, I know I'll cut you off sometime, you know, or forget something or show up late. Amen. Or just say the wrong thing at the wrong time. Amen. I know I'm not perfect, but I don't think I've done anything to be hated. You know what I figured out? You know what they hate? They hate people that walk righteously. And I'm not talking about better. I'm not talking about, you know, I got my hang-ups. See, we all got our hang-ups. You know what? I'm not trying to walk to, you know, I'm just trying to be what Jesus wants me to be. Amen. So when I'm talking about right, I'm not talking holier than thou. Amen. Oh, you know what my righteousness is? You know what my holiness is? God loves me. He would have dumped me a long time ago. That's what it's all based on. Amen. I'm not even trying to be perfect. Amen. He makes me what he wants me to be. Amen. And I submit to the minute he stops saying, hey, look, the only reason why I'm saved today, still saved today, is because God just keeps reaching out to me. Amen. It's grace by grace that we're saved. Thank God for it. And I'm not making an excuse to live unholy. But you will suffer. Somebody say, suffer. Say it again, suffer. That's why you got to have faith. You know, and people think, you know what, it's all going to be handed to me on a silver platter. This life, you know, people just going to stand out of the way. We watch this, some crazy movies sometimes. You know, this movie Superstar, and that girl just wanted to be a superstar. You know what I'm saying? But you got to, there's certain things that you got to go through life, and you're going to have to walk through by faith. It's a fight of faith. The devil doesn't want you to be complete, and a lot of people out there don't want you to complete. It's not, some people think, you know, there was one song James Cleveland did sing, and he sang it right. He said, nobody told me the road would be easy, but I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Look at somebody, poke them on the side real quick, especially if they're sleeping, amen, and say, listen, you ain't in heaven yet. There's opposition out there. Nobody going to clap for you and give you a banquet every other day because you decide to do something for Jesus. When you decide you want to step out in faith and live righteously, I tell you what, enemies will come out from the woodwork. So say, suffer for the cause of righteousness. Whenever you decide to do the right thing, people ain't going to clap for you. They don't understand. They didn't clap for Jesus. I came to save the world. They killed him. Thank God he rose again. So how you, Jesus said, listen, they hated me. Don't you think they're going to hate you too? Look at somebody in the face and say, if you want to be popular, you'll never be righteous. If you want to impress people and be popular and be loved by everybody else, glory, you just want to be loved by everybody else, glory to God, you don't want a ministry. You want a throne. You want to be Jesus. Amen. I'm not trying to be loved. I'm trying to love him. Amen. They don't have the ability to do it anyhow. So I say, thank you, Jesus. Boy, am I teaching good tonight. Y'all get to get it. No, Rex is here. I got to preach. I got to come up with an hour more worth of stuff. No, somebody say hallelujah. See, I told you I'd make people mad. Amen. No, I didn't make my brother mad. So say, righteousness by faith. Let's say hallelujah. There's nothing better. I want to see that in the saints. Glory to God. I want to see them finding out, what did God tell me to do? He told me to pray. Glory to God. And they're standing in that prayer life by faith with no fear. Righteousness by faith. Now, right there it says, for in Jesus Christ that neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith. So say glory to God. Now we've been talking, we're dealing with, it's calmed down a little bit. We've been dealing with the Middle East and the Jews, and there are a bunch of people think because you're Jewish, you're closer in to Jesus. or they mean something more to God than anybody else. We hear this apostle is trying to teach us circumcision. It doesn't avail anything. But you know what works with God? You want a covenant with God. You want to see God come through you. He will come through you, listen, by faith, which is working by love. You want to get a covenant with God? Amen. You get out there and start moving in faith. Get in a faith vehicle. Amen. Get a direction for your life. Amen. Get a car. Get some wheels down there. And you start pouring love into that vehicle. You know what? Oil is burned. Somebody say burned. Oil is burned. We use it up. You know what? That's a sad thing about many times with love. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go down to the gas station, get me a glass of gasoline, and just stick it on my table and use it for a decoration. It's the same thing for love. Love is there to be burned. And the sad thing about it, when we step out to love people and to do what God wants us to do, every once in a while, guess what? You can expect to be what? Burned. Somebody say hallelujah. You want to get on fire? You want to get on fire? Amen. Get out there and get yourself some love going. Amen. Let God set your love on fire. Let people get in. You know what? Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say faith, which works by a burning, hot love. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Ye did run well.
Somebody say, you used to run real good. So y'all were running real good. Y'all had it all together. When you first got saved, you were running good. You had no fear of being burned. When you first got saved, you tell everybody about Jesus' glory. You didn't have a problem about me getting burned. But after a while, we get this thing a little bit. Anybody going to take no advantage of me? You got to watch yourself. Somebody say, glory. So you used to, before you used to think about all that stuff, you did run well. See, so many people are more concerned about being taken advantage of, amen, than being used by God. You want to give yourself to Jesus? I give all of myself to you. The more yourself you give to Jesus, guess what he's going to do? Give you away to the world. That's how you give yourself to Jesus. I love you. He said, those of you that have done the least of these out here, you've done for him. So don't think, oh, I love you, Jesus. You tell him in the closet. No, he's going to pull you out of the closet and say, express it on those over there. He's one of those. That's just the way he does. You ever met people that you give them something, and as soon as you give it to them, they give it to somebody else? He's make you mad. I gave it to you. What's she got it on for? They didn't give it away. Somebody got mad at me. They sold me a vehicle one time, and I sold it to somebody else. So say, hallelujah. Well, that's how God is. How do you know when you really gave him something to God? When God calls you to give it to somebody else. Somebody say hallelujah. He burns up every offering. Wow. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. They would put those lambs on the altar and all that stuff. They slay those lambs. They just didn't sit there and rot. He put that stuff on the altar, they slew that thing, and then they set that sucker on fire. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, consuming. Everybody say, oh, consuming fire. That's a deep thing when you really think about the fire of God. We've been sitting out there every once in a while, you be careful. We've been sitting out here in ministry just in this area. For 5 years, I got here, I was a little bit skinnier. I thought I looked a little bit better. You know, I thought I was a little bit younger. Amen. I didn't got here. And then, you know what? These 5 years, my bus gotten old. Amen. You know, I'm starting to get concerned about that. I'm starting to get a gut. No, I'm serious. You know what happens to preachers when they, you know, you get out there. And you think, these 5 years, what happened? They just went up in smoke. Praise you, Jesus. Say fire. Don't be afraid of the fire of God. Keep your lamps trimmed and what? Burning. Hallelujah. think that's what he was talking about to those 10 virgins that were waiting for him to come back there. He said, you let your lamp go out? Some say that oil, faith, which worketh by love. Most of the time when you saw Jesus flowing great, he was moved with compassion. That anointing started to go out. That anointing, some say the anointing. Christ, notice that he is, he said that Jesus is love. In the beginning was love, and the same was with love. He is love. He is love. Didn't he say he was love? He is love. Also, the word Christ, just when you break down the word Christ, the word means one, anointed one, or the anointing. Love and the anointing go hand in hand. Whenever you saw a move of God's love, you can expect the anointing of God to accompany that love. You say, burning. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning. That means stay in love. Don't be afraid to get burned. Somebody say, hallelujah. You find out it'll never go out. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. That love will never grow out. You know, many people get afraid. That's the test of God, because you find out that love you have is not your love. It's eternal love deep down on the inside, and it will never be used up. It's not your love. It's not your love. Wasn't based on what somebody else did. It's based on what God's got on the inside of you. If you just set that stuff on fire, you can go. Somebody say, go. And go, and go, and keep on going. You can be loving till Jesus comes. That's what he means when he has to keep your lamps trimmed and burning. That means you're staying in the love of God and the flow of God. Faith works by people that want to live like that. Faith is nothing but a tool to help us develop. You know what? Faith is nothing but a tool to help us express God's love. Faith is nothing but a tool to help us express God's love. He blesses you that you might be able to bless others. He ain't too much interested in just giving you a big house to sit there and look stupid. You got one of those in heaven. But you can have one down here too. So faith works by one. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that call you. A little, somebody say, a little leaven. Leaven, if the whole lump, I have confidence in you through the Lord, that ye will be none otherwise minded, but he that trouble you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Somebody say, glory to God. That's enough. Don't be afraid. And don't be troubled. You know that trouble? He said, he that troubles with you. In other words, saying that he that persecutes you. You stupid. Somebody say, how you? Girl, amen. He that say glory to God. You know, Jesus sit up here and tells us one thing. Somebody slaps you, turn the other cheek. You know, and somebody else going to teach the other lesson. Amen. The minute that you lose your fear of obeying God in all things is the minute you become able to ward off all the wiles of the devil. I love you people tonight. We're going to overcome. Amen. We're going to be complete in Jesus in every way. We're going to have our faith working because we're going to stay in love. Some say, I can do it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I mean, you're excited and can't wait to start. So say, hallelujah. You get to the point, you go, you know, this is a good thing when you get out there and you find people, boy, I got burnt on that one. Ha, ha, ha. Somebody say, ha, ha, ha. So I say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. But look at it, say whoop-de-doo. Ha ha! Praise the Lord. Isn't he good? Stand up and just bless them. Hallelujah! You forgot already. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So I say, hallelujah! Let's bless God! Thank you, Jesus! Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. You can be a vessel and you can be an instrument, a blessing. You can live in righteousness. Don't be afraid. Those visions that you have, rekindle the fire of those orphanages that you once believed that God wanted to give you. God can do that. Some of you got great faith in doing good things for, and you know what? You can get out there and God will provide that thing overnight for you. It's only a step of faith away. You're not stuck in that situation.
You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you, especially what he told you to do. Glory to God. It's going to work out and it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just pray in tongues for about 3 minutes. It's 9:04. Y'all get to go home in a couple of minutes. Amen. Some say faith works by love. Say it again. Faith works by love. Faith pleases God. Woo. Hallelujah. You want to please God? Get in love. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank praise you. God. You look good, bro. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God, especially for the ability, amen, you figured out how to get your faith to work. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say my faith going to start to work. My faith going to start to work. Say it again in Jesus' name. My faith is working. My faith is working right now in the name of Jesus. We just stand in faith and we stand in agreement. Ha, 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 ha. Didn't he do it? Thank you. Turn it around. You're going to shout the next time too, aren't you? Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Faith can do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, I'm tired of just sitting here in the faith car, not going nowhere. Hallelujah. You got to find a reason to love something. Amen. Get in love with God's people. Get in love with God that it will cause you to be obedient. That's the next message we're going to be teaching. Obedience and love. They go hand in hand. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, many of you got these broke faith cars. I got a car, but it's broke. Amen. Ain't going nowhere. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. But now God wants to see us start to go to the next level. Thank you, Jesus. Go to the next level. Go to the next realm. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless God. Why don't you find yourself a prayer victim? Hallelujah. Find someone that you believe in. I want you just to pray a blessing over them right now. Don't get weird or crazy. Amen. Go and find yourself a prayer partner. Amen. Hallelujah. Just find somebody that God sends you to and say, and let them know, I have great faith. And you're about to be blessed.
Amen.
Look at them in the face and say, you're really going to be blessed. I believe this. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. First of all, I want you to look at them and say, don't you know I love you, care about you, amen, something's about to happen in your life. Now bless them in the name of Jesus. See, that's how faith works. See, if you start to pray for those people because you love them, they got issues. Let that love go forth. Forget about your stuff and just start thinking about the other person and let that love go forward. Let that love just start to manifest in that love. And you'll find out something will start to burn on the inside of you when you start forgetting about your stuff and start thinking about somebody else's need. Hallelujah. Forget about what's got to happen tomorrow. Forget about what's got to happen tonight. Forget about what's not done. Glory to God. You just forget about yourself. And I want you to think about the person that you're sitting with right now or standing with right now and start to let love flow through you. Glory to God. Love is a precious step. It'll cause your supernatural faith to work. Glory to God. Bless them right now. Pray. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know what they need, but God knows. Pour it out right now in the name of Jesus. You'll reap what you sow. Glory to God. You'll reap exactly what you sow. Just as much as you need to be blessed, bless those that are around you in the name of Jesus. Bring it Uda to Ovahai. Bring it. Everybody also pray for Brother Jesse Dickinson. It's his birthday tonight. Hallelujah. Pray for Jesse and someone love him. We didn't even sing happy birthday to the brother. We might need to get a phone up here somewhere out there and turn on the speaker and get him on the phone. We can sing happy birthday to him. Hallelujah. Brother Jesse Dickinson's birthday tonight. Somebody needs to call him and love him. We probably need to stop better. I don't care if we got to practice. We need to go do something. Amen. Hallelujah. It's his birthday. We don't want to forget Brother Jesse Dickinson's birthday. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We also want to pray for Benita. Let's pray in that area. Somebody get over there and get in agreement with Benita, for Benita right now in the name of Jesus. Let's just pray. Let's pray. God will do some things. Pray in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Pray right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Also pray for those kids down there in San Antonio. Hallelujah.
They have to be with them adults. Glory to God. This is Gloria's brother, y'all. Isn't that awesome? Gloria's brother made it out to church tonight. He said he was coming and came. Gloria, you weren't supposed to come to Sunday, were you? Wasn't that bad, was it? Next, we can pull out snakes in about 15 minutes. No, I'm joking. No, I'm joking. Thank you, Jesus. Just pray for my sister here. She was, amen, we're still standing in agreement for this, for these healings to manifest. You look good. Glory to God. Something's happening. Thank you, Father. Father God, we're still standing in agreement for right now in the name of Jesus. We just continue to speak and water the word. We curse and it grows right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we curse every growth. Take your hands off God's property right now. I curse it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Come on back. And we're just going to pray it. Come on back, tears. Just stretch your hand this way. Come back, tears. We call forth tears in the name of Jesus. We call forth saliva. Come back right now in the name of Jesus. Thou foul spirit of lupus right now, we curse you in the name of Jesus. Get off of this woman in Jesus' name. Get off of her. That spirit of infirmity, take your hand off of God's property right now in Jesus' name. We speak healing, health, and prosperity right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? You want to be blessed? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to see Junior back in here? Sign him up. Blessed! Woo! Glory to Jesus. Ha 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 ha. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, dear. Hallelujah. You need prayer? Your throat? Glory. What is it? Allergies. Hallelujah. And headaches. Some say the devil's a liar. Glory to God. He is a liar. Ah! Yeah! I command that blessing on you, woman. Devil, what are you trying to do? Get off of this woman's life right now in the name of Jesus. Allergies, we curse you in Jesus' name. Take your hands off the vessel of God. That housing situation, clear up in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sale boom in the high side of head. Did you come on that? Brekatora rosta. We call it forth in the name of Jesus. We call that home forth in the name of Jesus. Woman, stand by faith and watch what God does. Hallelujah. He promised to be a provider. 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 And he's going to do it. And he's going to do it better than what you thought he was going to do it in the name of Jesus. That manifestation will come. That manifestation will come in the name of Jesus. Yeah, you know, I see better. Glory to God. I just see real clean white floors, like tile, real clean, good-looking white floors. I see something brighter and more cheerful. If it's dark and dreary, it's not God. It's bright and cheerful. It's really nice. Hallelujah. Watch God do it. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Quick work. I don't even know if you like that kind of creamy, not even cream. I'm seeing real clear, real crystal clear, clean stuff. Amen. Somebody say thank new, 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 new. New, 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 new in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And all you got to do is say yes, Lord. All you got to do is say yes, Lord, and watch it happen. It might even be given to you. Glory to God. Bring it on the outside of the, because God sees. God sees. God sees, and God knows. God sees and God knows, and he's spoken his love and blessing towards you. Amen. You are very precious in his sight. Glory to God. And God's going to work it out. He's going to take care of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Don't you ever fear. Don't ever fret. Don't you ever worry. Just get ready. I don't even know if you like flowers. You better take up some gardening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Start to sow. Start to sow in that area, house-wise areas. You plant a flower or a mum bush or something. Just start sowing in that area, because God's going to move in that area. Hallelujah. There's, ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just be a blessing. Just be a blessing. Don't say nothing. Just be a blessing. Glory to God. Just be a blessing because God's going to open a door for you. There's a door opening for you, a wonderful door open for you, and it's a quick one. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. I'm letting you go. Glory to God. But you three over there, you don't have to do it if you don't want to, but I'd laugh if I were you because there's something good coming. Hallelujah. There's something good coming. Hallelujah. Don't wait for it to manifest. I'd laugh right now. There's something wonderful coming. Ha, 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 ha. I just start to laugh right now. Glory to God. I just start to laugh right now. You laugh. Look what God did. Hallelujah. I just start to laugh. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, even the days. There's restoration coming. Supernatural restoration coming. Supernatural restoration coming. Supernatural restoration coming. Stuff coming on. Glory to God. Supernatural restoration in the name of Jesus. In the name. Get ready for a breakthrough. Get ready for a blessing. Brother T.D. used to say, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready to get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Rapid, rapid, rapid right now. And all you got to do is laugh. Glory to God. All you got to do is laugh. Hallelujah. All you got to do is laugh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go on and get blessed. Go on and get blessed. We're finished. Y'all might get mad. Glory to God. Go on and laugh. Hallelujah. You know what? Get in on it if I were you. I'd get in on it if I were you. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. You might just birth up a blessing. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Thank you, Father. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, glory to God. I dare you to laugh, Judy. Glory to God. Ha 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 ha. Glory to God. Ha ha ha. I'm getting hot up here. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Laugh just a second, Brother Jesse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Didn't he turn it around? Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Didn't he turn it around? Did he turn it around? Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I preached today exactly what you were reading last night. Well,
she prayed for me exactly what I've been praying all week. Ha, ha, ha. Word for word, but not in the same.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Yes. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Ha, 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 ha. Praise God. Oh, glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Think about that bill and laugh. Hallelujah.
I ain't got nowhere to go.
Laugh.
We're done.
Hallelujah. Yeah, get Brother Jesse on the phone. 281-367-1467. Hallelujah. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Thank you, Jesus. Ha ha. Glory to Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, praise him. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a blessing on a laugh. Yeah. Hallelujah. The Bible says with joy With joy will you draw from the waters of life, or the well of life within on the inside of you. Glory to God. You can laugh yourself up a blessing. You can laugh yourself up a truck payment. You can laugh yourself up. I tell you what, you can laugh yourself up anything you need. Amen. I know what I'm talking. I'm not as crazy as y'all think I am. I know what I'm talking about. You can laugh it up. You can laugh up contracts. Glory to God. You can laugh up closed deals. Glory to God. You can laugh yourself up promotions. Glory to God. You can laugh prison doors open. Glory to God. You can laugh people to Austin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can laugh it up. Somebody say hallelujah. The Bible says they shall clap and hiss the devil out of his place. But you can also laugh the devil out of his place. Somebody say hallelujah. The Bible says laughter doeth good like a medicine. Somebody say praise God. You know why? Because you know sickness can't stay in a soul that's laughing. Glory to God. They hate that stuff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Misery loves company. They don't love joy. Amen. They ain't laughing in hell, I tell you that. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Somebody, is he at home? Somebody say thank you, Jesus. 281-367-1467. What was wrong with that one? No one was there? They got an answer machine? Well, let's sing it on the answer machine. Hallelujah. You got to put this speaker on right here and do it. Amen. Okay. Everybody say, we took an offering for you, Brother Jesse, but you weren't here to get it. Amen. We just have to sow it to the campaign. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Jesse going to say, what? Brother Jesse's a sound man. He might have gone out to a party by himself tonight. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Turn the mic up. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesse. Happy birthday to you. Now may God bless you. May God bless you with a lot of money. May God bless you with a lot of money. May God bless you. May God bless you. And everybody tell Brother Jesse happy birthday. Happy birthday, Brother Jesse. We love you. Hang up on him. You'll be blessed. God bless you, people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But in your time by yourself, there's a blessing that you can laugh up. You're going to laugh yourself into a blessing when you're least likely to expect. I'd encourage you to do that. Amen. Well, put on some good music. We have a